Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Week after next, not this Friday, but next Friday, The Disaster Artist opens, and I am super excited about it. All the early buzz and hype on it is that it's going to be great, and I can't wait to see it. And so I thought we'd do a special, like, two-week-long, like, preview of it. Next week, we'll talk about The Disaster Artist and everything like that, but this is the latest outing from James Franco and Seth Rogen, who were, according to the Pineapple Express 2 trailer, like BFFFFFFFs forever. So I thought it would be a good time. You know, it's holidays. Everybody's in cheerful moods. So all week, we are looking at friends, best friends, and stuff. I know that if you just look at the title, say, what does that have to do with Disaster Artist? But yeah, it's because of Franco and Rogen. So today, we're going to look at some of the best games for couch co-op. Now, some younger people may not really know what couch co-op is because a lot of games don't have that anymore, which is really, really sad. But we look at a couple of days that are fairly new. But a couch co-op game is something that you can sit on the couch with and play with someone. You can go through levels together and everything like that, team up, help each other out. Now, for this list, we are looking at games that are cooperative, not competitive, because there is like couch competitive and things like that. These are games that you and your friends can hang out and play, because if you get competitive, you know, your Mario Kart, your Mario Parties, Rocket League, things like that, then people aren't your friend anymore. And so it happens. But these are games you can sit on the couch with a buddy and play. Number 5 is going to be Lego Marvel Super Heroes. Now, November of 2017, the sequel came out, but I haven't got around to it yet. But the first one is great. All the LEGO games are pretty solid, except the Hobbit one. It sucked. But they're a lot of fun, and you get on there, and you play with your buddy, and sometimes it's just beat up people. There's lots of puzzles. There's racing. I mean, it takes all the best things and combine into one title. And this one was even better. The icing on the cake is you had all your Marvel superheroes. And you had X-Men, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Avengers. This was back before, this is 2013. So there was, you know, some hate between Marvel and Fox and Sony and everybody, but not to the level that it is now. And this game, a bunch of my friends and I mean, we've played through this multiple times, and it never gets old. I mean, even when you're trying to get 100% on the game and 100% of the achievements, which is no easy task. Anybody who tells you that LEGO games are for kids has never played them, because yes, when you can just kind of pick up and play and do some stuff, there's a lot more to it than that. And actually completing the game takes upwards of 40 plus hours, but you have fun. I mean, well, maybe one or two races are kind of frustrating, but all in all, it's fun and it's great, and I really look forward to playing the new one. Number 4, we're going to go back a little bit to 1992 for Sonic the Hedgehog Part 2. Now, there had been co-op games before this, some that we'll actually talk about, but you know, usually if you were the sidekick, the second player, it was because you were the younger sibling, you know, if you were Luigi or whatever. But in Sonic 2, you got to be Tails. And what's neat about Tails is he kind of does his own thing. He is off on his own. You can play as him and still help with the game without some of the punishment. You know, you don't really get hit as often at all like Sonic does, but you can still get all the rings to help. And especially in the tunnel special stages where you're trying to get the Chaos Emeralds, Tails is awesome. Like, there were times where I would rather be Tails than Sonic. And even to this day, you know, as Tails has become a pretty mainstay in the Sonic universe, and he is still around, you know, even in the most recent Sonic game. Well, so not Sonic Forces, but the Sonic Arcade. I don't know. I have both of them. I have all of them. I have a Sonic problem. But he's still shown up, so he's definitely stood the test of time, and he is, like I said, a lot of fun, and you get to fly. You know, so what's better than running fast? Flying. That's what's out there, and that's what's cool and great. And so it's really a whole lot of fun. And I loved growing up and playing it almost as much as I loved number three on our list. Number three is Battletoads. This came out in June of 91. To this day, I have such a love-hate relationship with this game. You could jump on there, and there was Rash and Zitz, those where you were, and you go through and just punch a bunch of rodents and weird things and robots trying to save your friends. This game is really, really hard, but it's worth it, especially if you have a friend playing, because there'll be times if one of you dies and the other one keeps going, and you know, you're rooting for them, and you just, it's so much fun. It was on the Rare Replay collection that came out a couple of years ago, and when was that? 2015, yeah. So if you have an Xbox, I highly recommend picking up the Rare Replay, just because, I mean, really because of this game. There's a lot of great games on it, but Battletoads, you know, I was little kid, and it was so much fun. And yeah, even though it's hard, you look past it, so it's great. Number two on our list, and the newest game, because it came out in 2014, is Halo the Master Chief Collection. One of my good friends and I went back through this. We beat all the Halos on Legendary, going back, trying to get all the achievements, all the skulls, all the unlocks, everything like that. And there are very few things that I find more enjoyable than playing Halo, like in campaign with friends. And the reason it's not number one, in all honesty, because this is one of my all-time favorite games, is it's glitchy and it has problems. Supposedly with the 1X, they have fixed, there's an update that fixed some of these problems. I don't know. We haven't tried it out on the X yet. But, you know, I'm really, really enjoy this game. And it's a game where no matter your play style, if you're a running gun or you sneak around, it works great. Especially if one of you is one and the others, like I'm more of a running gun and my buddy hangs back with the sniper rifle. And we just go through and we play it. Like we plan our weekends sometimes around playing the Master Chief Collection. You're getting, you know, best return. You're getting five games in one here. So you definitely want to go that route, you know, bang for your buck. But having the fun and the nostalgia of playing through these the first time through is a lot of fun. And I just really love it. It's a game near and dear to my heart. Even Halo 4. I never played Halo 4 until I played it on the Master Chief Collection. So that is something for sure. And switching between the graphics and remembering what it was like on the older one. Oh, it's just so, so great. Before we get to our number one, we do have a couple of honorable mentions. Gears of War, the whole franchise is great. There's some great co-op stuff in there, the Horde mode and everything. I really dig it. Also, Cuphead, which I love, but I haven't played as much of the multiplayer as I have these other games. And I don't know, I like playing Cuphead by myself. So, but it is, you know, it's kind of fun with the multiplayer. But the number one couch co-op game, and originally wasn't on couches, it was in the arcades, but it went on PlayStation and Xbox Live Network, is X-Men, the 1992 arcade game. I actually used to own the actual arcade, which was awesome. And I love it, and I miss it. And, yeah. But this game, you can pick between six X-Men. You had Dazzler, Storm, Colossus, Wolverine, Cyclops, and Nightcrawler. I was usually Colossus, Dazzler, and Nightcrawler, because I thought they had the best superpowers. But you go through, you know, it's a spinoff of the first X-Men pilot, the Pride of the X-Men. The dialogue is cheesy, but the animation on it is great. And I just have so much fun. I mean, to this day, it's as much new love as it is nostalgia for this game, because I just can't get over how much fun it is. And especially if you have six people playing, makes it even that much better. And, you know, you can do two, four, or six. And most of the other games we looked at were just two players. So having up to six people play this game is perfect. I mean, it really is. It rightfully the number one spot on this list. But let us know what's your favorite game to sit on the couch and play with your buddies. You can let us know here on SoundCloud or over on Facebook or anywhere on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We're out there. Just look for The Night Nerd. When I say we, it's not just me on the network. We also have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. They are the weekly show. They're the adult show, but they have a lot of fun talking about comics and pop culture and stuff. We recently released our holiday gift guide, so under our Family Sounds banner. So make sure you check that out. It'll let you know all the great stuff you can buy for that special nerd in your life. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I listen, read, respond to anything you say, and I love hearing from you all, so make sure you get on there and do that. Always make sure to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/thenightnerd, because we have lots of contests and things on there all the time, whether it be autographed books, video game consoles, all sorts of stuff. So that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border.